SIPC.
The optical team at Eye Care of the Bighorns are serving up serious style with designer eyewear.
Prada, Jimmy Choo, Nike, Ray-Ban, Maui Jim, Kate Spade, Vera Bradley, Betsy Johnson, and that's just warming up. Sunglasses for everybody by every designer with anti-reflective coatings to reduce glare and reduce eye strain and fatigue, protecting you from Wyoming's harsh sun, snow glare, and wind.
Eye Care of the Bighorns, insightful eye care for all seasons. Stop by 1033 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
Doug, I think something died in my truck.
Don't look under your seat, Bob.
Don't worry, I'm afraid to.
Sounds like you need the Waring Chevrolet Detail Shop.
You can fix anything that's possibly living in there?
Why don't we clean carpets, shampoo seats, steam the interior, have your vehicle smelling fresh again?
Good, because right now it smells like last year's hunting season.
Let the Waring Chevrolet Detail Shop get your vehicle smelling and looking new again. Stop by 409 Broadway in Sheridan.
Face it, size does matter. Whether you need more shop space, more storage, or room to expand your business, extra square footage is something you'll never regret. Synergy Shop Aluminums give you a full 2,400 square feet with 21-foot ceilings so you can build the space you need today and still have room for tomorrow. Before you buy commercial property, compare the square footage. Because foot for foot, Synergy Shop Aluminums is the best commercial value in Sheridan. Call Donna Garland at Sheridan Realty for a tour.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, July 28th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Cat Lead, Sue Johnson.
Good morning.
And Unleashed Foundation Director, Marion Eccles. Good morning.
And I'm the dog trainer at the Dog and Cat Shelter.
Dog trainer, Dog and Cat Shelter.
Yeah.
Now, how's the summer been over there?
It has been hot for the dogs. They really, really notice it.
Yeah.
I think the cats are oblivious, but they don't hang out in the catio, you know, when it's really hot out. So
do they tend to stay inside, Sue?
Yeah, but I bought them a mist thing to go around the catio.
Nice.
So on the 100 degree, I turn it on. A few of them will go out there with it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't imagine wearing a fur coat in this
heat. I know.
Now, what's some of the things that you can do with a dog to keep it cool?
So if you go outside, they alter their temperature. Alter is not the right word, but they control their temperature through their feet pads and through their mouths. And so, of course, everybody has seen their dog panting a lot when they're hot. So obviously, you know, keep water nearby. A lot of dogs won't walk in water, but a lot of dogs love water. So if you can have the ground wet, if your dog has to stay outside during the day, obviously shade. Shade's the hugest thing. But if you can keep a sprinkler or soaker hose going, I've done that before. I also at home, I actually have one at the shelter too for the training yard. But I have a piece of PVC, real thin. It's like half inch PVC. It's blocked on one end and I put a garden hose fitting on the other end. And drilled a whole bunch of holes in it. And so it's like a soaker hose for my grass. Mm. And then it gets the ground nice and wet. The dogs, when I have it running in the training yard, the dogs love drinking out of the faucet. And they will lay down in the water as it's draining, you know, as it's just flooding. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you have grass especially, or, you know, an area where you can leave your water just running a little bit during the day, then that will cool. And, you know, the other thing that a lot of people do, and we have great big tubs at the water, they're stock tubs, but they're a little more expensive. But if you can, you can go to Shipton's or Tractor Supply and get a kiddie pool. And so if your dog doesn't mind stepping in water just put, you know, a few inches of water in the bottom, and then your dog can walk in there. And then you'll find out if your dog is playful, you know, and it's so much fun when they like that water.
Yeah, when they like it, it's yeah, really cute. Yeah,
yeah. Or a sprinkler. You know, a lot of dogs like sprinklers, but they can tear up your yard doing playing with them.
Unfortunately, the only time Gertie likes to be in the water is when she's in the creek. I don't know what it is. She will run to a creek. If we walk by a creek without going near it, she gets she just stares at it like a kid looking at a playground. Any other time, she wants nothing to do with water.
Wow.
I'm
thinking it's the running water, because when I have a hose out, dogs will always drink out of the running water. That's why they like the little fountain that comes out of the holes I drill in the PVC. And so the running water is always a fountain. People do fountains for cats.
Yeah.
And I've done them also. And the dogs like them probably more than the cats. They kind of ruin them for the cats at my place.
Now, Sue, you said you got a mister. Is there any other ways that you can really keep cats cool outside of just giving them a shady spot?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I turn that thing on, you know, and I love sitting out there because it'll blow on me, you know?
Yeah. You go out there
and join the cats.
Yeah. I've noticed it walking dogs by there. I didn't know you had that out there. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice one.
It's one for your home patio. But
oh, is it?
No, it's for a catio now.
Yes, so. It is.
As long as it works. Now, you've got the, and correct me if I say this wrong, Tyler Bowen. Tyler Bowe comedy show?
Yes, that's it. It rhymes.
There you go. And this is a benefit. What can people expect?
Well, I guess Tyler, I don't know a ton about him, but we have watched his skits on YouTube. He's a funny, funny guy. He's a professional comedian. And he is coming here to do the show in September. All donations and proceeds go to the dog and cat shelter.
When is that taking place?
That is September
12th.
Thank you, Sam. I'm like, pretty sure it's the 12th.
Where's it going to be?
YO Theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Got a donor to pay for the YO Theater and for Tyler to come. So.
And what time is that kicking off?
Do we have a time set yet? We will be announcing this,
It's on that.
On Facebook. Okay. So it'll be on Facebook and all of our social media points. Okay.
I think it starts at 7.
Sounds like a 7 p.m. type
it does.
Of
thing. It does. All right. After dinner kind of thing.
And it's a PG-13.
PG. I like the rating. Yeah. Just so you know what you're walking into.
Yes.
Now, why is this fundraiser so important to supporting the shelter's mission over there?
Well, we got a lot to take care of. We have stuff besides taking care of the animals. We have the building expenses, employee, you know, we cost a lot, apparently. But I won't talk about the pay, but, you know, I do work for two nonprofits, so.
When do tickets go on sale?
It hasn't been announced yet.
That has yet to be announced. Okay. Now let's talk about folks who can't attend that comedy show. How can listeners support the shelter otherwise?
Well, they can always come to the shelter and leave a donation. I believe we have a donate button on the website and possibly through Facebook. We get a lot of checks mailed to the shelter at 84 Eastridge Road, Sheridan, Wyoming, 82801. And I think those are the biggest, you know, we take credit cards, cash, of course, checks. Yeah.
You guys need any more walkers for the dogs over there?
The girls have a system that work on it, and I think they're at capacity now. We do have an application for volunteers if they want to come up and do something. Largely, we're looking for help cleaning in the mornings, and that's always a morning thing. And we have some very, very dedicated walkers and cat staff cleaners.
Yeah.
It's a little more of a process cleaning dogs because dogs have a little more dynamic. You know, they have a complicated lives by the time they get to us a lot of times. So
now let's talk about the Unleash Foundation. What is the Unleash Foundation for those who don't know, and how does it support the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter?
Well, the Unleash Foundation is a nonprofit to help shelter dogs. We advocate for the shelter dog needs beyond what the shelter can afford, basically. And so sometimes, you know, having worked inside the shelter myself is what has really helped me know what the needs are, at least for the Sheridan shelter. And you know, I do additional training. I do a lot of research on my own, and the Unleashed Foundation, you know, I do that through the Unleashed Foundation, and not to mention everything I do through the shelter as my job. So
now, how have things been at the shelter for the dogs and the cats this year?
Had a lot of adoptions.
That's fantastic.
A lot of adoptions.
Are you guys getting a lot of intakes, though?
Well, we, not like we were for a couple of years. You know, we really struggled with cats and dogs. We were over capacity like everybody in the country. Yeah. And we're finally on the other side of that. So we are able to go through our entire surrender list. So we have a very small surrender list if we have one. And we're able to take surrenders regularly. We're getting transfers from other shelters in our, you know, in our local area. And then, and lots of cats and dogs. And, you know, as far as dogs, I'll just put this out there real quick. We had a unusual opportunity with a rescue that's located where there's a lot of kill shelters. And she gets a lot of small dogs. And so we're partnering with her when we have the room and don't have any surrenders that, as we know, of coming in. She gets a lot of dogs up here, and they're all small dogs. If we have the room, we'll get a hold of this woman and say, okay, we got some space. What have you got? And so we have gotten nearly 20 dogs from her since last spring. And we right now we have one who is on hold, I believe. And otherwise, yeah, we've gotten all of them adopted. We did get a couple of larger ones, but they were breeds that we don't see around here. So they're all young dogs, too. You know, they're usually around a year, year and a half. So
now, correct me if I'm wrong, but small dogs don't really last at the shelter very long. Some people really, they really like these tiny dogs.
Yeah, and we don't have them in our community. People don't, they don't give them up. You know, they're popular, easy to manage. And, you know, and so we don't get them in our shelter, these small dogs. We always have medium to large or very large dogs. And on the occasion we get a small dog locally, you know, a lot of people just don't even know about it, gets adopted so quickly. And so us getting these little guys helping the community. Mm-hmm. We're filling their needs and getting a lot more dogs adopted that might otherwise be euthanized in another community.
I would assume, and everyone knows what assumptions make me out of, but I would assume that people want these smaller dogs because you're living in an apartment.
Yeah.
You're living in a smaller house or mm-hmm. maybe a trailer.
Yeah.
And having smaller dogs is just a better situation.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
opposed to, you know, Scooby-Doo, the Great Dane yeah. standing out
And
there.
As we get older, too, smaller dogs are easier to handle.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. What's the biggest dog you got over there right now?
It's probably Archie. He is an Armenian Gamper, which is a livestock guardian breed. And we have had Archie. He's one of our longest timers. We've had him for right around 2 years. And he has a complex life. He's quite a character. And he gets entertainment out of barking at people he barely knows in his kennel. Mm. So he can be a little scary at that size. He looks like a St. Bernard, pretty much. He looks like a St. Bernard mix. But, yeah.
What's his disposition like?
Well, if you get him outside of the kennels, he's a sweetheart, but he is very protective. Just like any livestock guardian breed or most livestock guardians, you know, they can become possessive and frightening. You know, if you've ever met the Great Pyrenees on the mountains that are watching mm-hmm. the livestock up there, you know. And
as
so,
kids, we were always warned about those.
Yeah.
We'd get out there, and my uncle was a range rider, and there were thousands of sheep scattered mm-hmm. throughout those mountains. And as kids, we'd get out there, jump on the horses, going on a big adventure, and my uncle would tell us every single time, you see one of those dogs, turn around, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
They are an intimidating breed.
Yes. Yeah. They're not pets, you know, and especially when they're raised for that job, for the what they were bred for, you know, they aren't, if the ranches, so I'm told that if ranchers get them as a puppy, they're bred to not handle them. Humans, no human contact whatsoever, just living with the sheep or livestock mm-hmm. From the time, you know, they're puppies.
And they become part of the family. And
yeah, the sheep family, yep. Yeah.
Now, as we go into the fall, what would you say is the biggest need at the shelter right now?
What'd you say, Sue? That's a... in all over in general, I don't know. To me, in the dog department, we always like enrichment toys or activities for the dogs. Right now, we usually try and look for that stuff in the, you know, in the cold weather.
Mm.
And this summer, you know, we have to keep the dogs in when it gets over 90 degrees because we don't have a lot of shade.
Yeah,
and you know, and even in the shade. Just up there on that hill, it's just really hot. And so we try to, you know, give them things to do and let them out one at a time. Anyway, so yeah, any kind of an enrichment activity for the dogs for winter as much as now.
They got a lot of possibilities out there. Dog toys and puzzles have really kind of jumped in the last decade. Sue, what about the cats? Is there anything people can supply for you up there?
A lot of people donate cat trees, toys, of course, scratchers, just to keep them busy, keep them from getting bored.
Yeah, I ended up getting a cat tree in the mail, and it was not a small one. It was massive. I called Amazon and said, I did not order this. I have no idea who it belongs to, but it ended up on my front porch, and they said, well, keep it.
They did?
Yeah, so that's the one that we brought to the shelter a while ago.
Yeah.
And it is, it surprised me when I showed up. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah. What did Emmy order?
who was this for?
Yeah.
She didn't know who it was. We tried to get it to the right person, but they said, nope, go ahead, keep it. Don't worry about it. So we just donated it to the dog and cat shelter. And I imagine it's still up to this day because I did end up owning a cat tree that was almost the exact same model. And that thing lasted forever. I'm here to tell you. Now, I got to take a quick commercial break. Before we do, how have the vaccine clinics been going this year?
I think they've been going really well. They're getting the staff that works on that, Hillary and Hannah at the front desk, and then Karen, our veterinarian, and her assistant, Alex. They have a system down, and they're doing really well. It's going really well. It's a lot of extra work. So at the front desk, largely, because, you know, it's just a lot of paperwork.
Yeah. They got, what, one or two left?
Two, I think they said. One for August and one for September.
All right.
The fourth Friday of both months.
And those are by appointment only anymore, folks. So make sure, if you've got to get those vaccines checked up and updated, make sure that you're calling in. Get an appointment. Get down there and get that done because they're also microchipping now.
Yes.
And microchipping is so important. You don't want to lose your little furry family members. On that, we're going to have more at the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The media attacks him. The insiders attack him. The political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stopped China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
Hey, Doug, my neighbor bought a new vehicle from Waring Chevrolet.
Yeah, I know. A nice one.
Now he waves at me every morning.
Friendly guy?
No, he's showing off.
Sounds like you need a new ride.
I was thinking the same thing.
Bob, come see us. We have a great selection of new Chevrolets, quality pre-owned vehicles. Qualified buyers can receive up to 0% financing for 60 months on select new models.
Guess who's waving back next week, Doug?
Come feel the heartbeat of America at Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, or online at waringsheridan.com.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 10th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
Planning a summer road trip? Before you load the kids, the cooler, and the luggage, make one important stop first. Midas Tire and Auto's ready for the road event. Midas will give you a free road trip ready inspection, and you could win a $50 gas card from Farmers Co-op. We'll inspect your brakes, tires, battery, lights, fluids, belts, and hoses, and air conditioning. If something needs attention, we can often repair it the same day. And we offer money-saving coupons on oil changes, tires, brakes, shocks, and more. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Face it, size does matter. Whether you need more shop space, more storage, or room to expand your business, extra square footage is something you'll never regret. Synergy Shop Aluminum give you a full 2,400 square feet with 21-foot ceilings so you can build the space you need today and still have room for tomorrow. Before you buy commercial property, compare the square footage. Because foot for foot, Synergy Shop Aluminum is the best commercial value in Sheridan. Call Donna Garland at Sheridan Realty for a tour.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning we're joined by Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Cat Lead, Sue Johnson, and Unleash Foundation Director and Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Trainer, Marion Eccles. Now, we talked about cats trying to stay cool in this big summer heat. There's been a bit of a pattern and a problem out at the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter regarding cats being returned, though. Sue, what's happening?
Well, when we've had a few cats returned or surrendered because of destructive behavior, going outside the litter box, spraying, hiding, just problems like that caused by fear, anxiety, and stress.
So somebody goes down, they adopt a cat, they get it home, and it misbehaves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's kind of par for the course, isn't it? A cat is not a dog.
No.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So the behavior is going to be a little bit different.
A lot of things that happen to cause these in a new environment is if it's chaotic, loud. Their ears are very sensitive, and it scares them. A lot of cats are afraid of thunder, believe it or not. Or like if a new member of the household comes in, such as a new baby. We've had that incident before. This lady had a baby, and her cat started peeing everywhere.
Oh, goodness.
And then, or someone unfamiliar to them. But it's kind of like a jealousy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. I mean, I didn't know cats could get jealous, because they do.
I can verify that. I had a cat who was very jealous. Yeah.
And if there was like unfamiliar scents in the house, say they'd had a cat in the past, it kind of throws them off a little bit. Boredom. If they're bored, they're going to tear things up.
Just like a puppy.
Just like a puppy. And then if you scold them, cats are kind of sensitive sometimes, and they can really tick them off.
They're vengeful. They're
they are vengeful. They really are. Yeah. And then I just was looking up some ways to ease these problems, I guess. Keep your noise levels down low. You know, don't be around the cat making loud noises and everything. It's gonna, not all cats. I'm sure there's some.
Right.
And then keeping routines. My cats have a routine. And if I throw it off, like if I don't get up by 5 o'clock and feed them, they're all over.
They're upset. Yep.
Yeah. And then introduce new family members slowly. If you adopt, try to get something with the cat's own scent on it to take with. We have hideaway boxes with blankets in them. So when they get adopted, we send those with them, because that way they can be in there. That's their little safe place if they want some time out to themselves. And just have plenty of toys, scratchers. Sometimes the scratchers don't work, but if you put catnip on them, sometimes that helps.
That's what we did when we did buy that new cat tree. We just took some catnip, and because it's made out of carpet, you know, well, at least covered in carpet, we just rubbed it into the carpet of all the way through it. And we rubbed it up and down on all the scratchers. And both of them at the time absolutely fell in love with that thing and used the heck out of it. So, and I think that really had a lot to do with that.
And catnip helps. It kind of holds it down. Yep.
I wish there was something like that for dogs. I truly do.
Like a dog nip?
Yeah. I mean, there's pheromones, but not like catnip.
Right.
I mean.
Oh, and man. That's another thing. Trying pheromone infusers. It's just, you just plug it in, kind of like a Glade.
Really?
Perfume thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the pheromones is supposed to help them be calmer. I've noticed, I've been using them at the shelter, and we haven't had as many fights in the main adoption room as we used to.
Wow.
And it's amazing. I didn't think they'd really work.
Yeah. But we use them, use them in the dog department,
too. Yeah, I've seen that you got some of those.
That's really interesting, because I would have been a critic of these things.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, don't waste your money, but they do work.
They're not. Some brands are not super expensive either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You get the plug-in thing, and then you can get refills for it.
Yeah, and it's not an all animal thing, I don't think, at least in the dog department, or this is my belief with a lot of like natural remedies. Mm-hmm. It's like it may not work for every dog in every situation.
Or cats, yeah.
Yeah.
It works on some. You got to kind of experiment with it. And if it's not expensive, I'd say give it a shot.
Yeah.
So I've been using those at the shelter just to see if they work. I mean, it seems like it. I could be just hopeful.
Yeah, it's worth it, yeah.
And then give the cat adequate time to get used to the new environment. You know, just... if they want to hide for a while, let them. Mm-hmm. We had one guy who, he hid for a month. And I used to go over to this lady's house every day and see if I could get him out. And he would not. He'd come out at night, use the litter box, eat the food. Other than that, he was hiding in the attic.
Yeah.
And finally, after a month, he finally came downstairs. And now he's a happy guy.
Wow.
Yeah. So if they want to hide for a while, don't try to pull them out.
Don't become the enemy.
Yeah, just leave them be and let them get used to it, because it takes some of them a lot longer.
Yeah.
Probably the older they are, maybe they have a harder
time
adjusting.
I think so, yeah. Okay. And then just, you know, be patient. They're your new friend. Just be patient with them.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people kind of expect, you know, we're excited. We got a new cat and we got him home and now they don't want to play and now they're misbehaving and oh, they didn't tell me this at the shelter, so I'm upset, so I'm going to take him back. But once again, a cat is not a dog. Cats are finicky.
And they're more self-sufficient.
Yeah, yeah, extremely. That was actually one reason why I owned Kat for years, because she was self-sufficient. And it wasn't really my cat. It wasn't my decision to get it. I was the dad who got stuck with taking care of the animal. Yeah. But in that situation, me and this cat just kind of a live and let live lifestyle. You know, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, that's fine. And then next thing I knew, we were allies, and then all of a sudden we were best buddies, and all of a sudden I became her human. But that didn't happen overnight. It took a long time to do. And again, cats are very finicky. They're fickle, at times vengeful. But anyone out there, I would let you know, and I'm not trying to isolate 50% of your population over there, Sue, but male cats, I've noticed, are once they're fixed, they're kind of a better fit for kids, I think, than female cats. Now, that is my opinion. That is not a stone cold fact. Yeah, there's no research behind it. But I have noticed that male cats tend to be a little less vengeful.
Possibly. I do have a story to tell about behavior in the shelter and then into a home environment.
Yeah.
And this is AJ's cat, Wiggles.
Mm-hmm.
He was jealous of the other cats. He was in the hallway. We had quite a few other cats in there, some of them male. And he would spray on everything. Just spray and spray and spray. Once AJ got him home, he does not do it anymore. He's a real loving companion. He's happy. But yeah, he has not sprayed once.
He just didn't like being around other cats.
It's a dominance thing, I think, maybe, or jealousy thing. But that's, once in a home environment, that can change.
Yeah. Cats are finicky, folks. When you adopt one, just give it some time. It'll become a family member. Just takes a little bit longer than most dogs. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. I always appreciate your updates from the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter. There's volunteer opportunities, folks, and there's donation opportunities. You can help them out. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with a new Sheridan-based chapter of the 501c3 Sleep and Heavenly Peace. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE. 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to eFirstFederal.bank for full details. Time for a Sheridan County Fair hourly update presented in part by Truebill Builders, McDonald's, Blacktooth Large Animal, and Heartland Kubota. Hey, it's Tuesday morning, light day of events, but a fun one coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Pocket Pet Show up at the Exhibit Hall. Now that is a must-go-to event. You don't want to miss the fun in that one. Head on up to there, check out the Pocket Pets. That'll get underway this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and head up to the fairgrounds all this week. SharedMedia.com live streaming many of the events on SharedMedia.com through SharedMedia.tv, and all events are subject to change at a moment's notice. This Sheridan County Fair update presented in part by Heartland Kubota, Truebill Builders, McDonald's, and Blacktooth Large Animal. Keep listening for the daily updates every day during the fair. Make sure you go to our website, SharedMedia.com, SharedMedia.tv, and check out everything on the Everything Fair page. More updates coming up right here on this Sheridan Media radio station. And online at SheridanMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Sheridan County Commissioner Christy Haswell. I'm proud of my yes vote approving the planning and zoning permit for the Bighorn Recreation and Early Learning Center. Bighorn has worked hard to raise private funds to create a facility that serves residents of all ages today and helps them be family ready for the future. We need more proactive yes votes that support infrastructure and economic development. Please vote to re-elect Christy Haswell on August 18th. Thank you. Paid for by Friends of Christy Haswell.
I'm Representative Laurie Bratton. In my first term in office, we enacted some much-needed property tax relief for you, the taxpayer. Real property tax reform is next. My opponent recently stated that she believes our current property tax is very fair. Here's what she said.
I believe our correct stance is a property tax that we already have.
I believe our property tax is a very fair property tax.
I disagree. This year, you had to verify residence to get your tax relief. When I saw that the deadline was looming and many of you had not signed up, I acted. I personally paid to send a postcard to everyone who hadn't registered to remind you to sign up for your tax relief, and I'm so glad that many of you did. One of my opponent's supporters actually laughed when he said, "Too bad for them. People should have been paying attention." But I believe we should be fighting for you, not taking advantage of you. I'm Laurie Bratton, and I'm asking for your vote in the primary on August 18th so that I can continue to fight for you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Lori Bratton.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're joined by Ralph Blommel, who's taken the steps to open a chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace, a 501c3 that helps children. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, sir, can you tell me a little bit about Sleep in Heavenly Peace? I know there's a lot of folks out there who haven't heard of this organization. I myself, I will admit, I had to look it up. I didn't even know it existed. Who are they?
It is an organization that started a number of years ago in Idaho. A gentleman started building beds for needy families. And it kind of micro came on and did a show about it, expanded. They currently have chapters in 47 states.
Wow.
And they build beds for needy families. Since its inception, they have built and delivered over 425,000 beds.
Holy cow, Ralph.
To families. Kids have a place to go. You know, they don't have to sleep on the floor or on the couch.
Yeah.
One of the people that spoke in there said they used to have to sleep on what they called the itchy couch.
The itchy couch.
Because of the old.
Yep.
I can
still remember that material. Yeah.
I do too. So, I kind of related to that. I never had to sleep on it, but.
My goodness.
And when I raised eight children, and when we needed beds, I built them.
Yeah.
And these are somewhat different than the ones I built, but they're meant to be built and delivered to a family. And it's a complete bed. It is the bed, the mattress, and the bedding and a pillow come as part of the package. We deliver them, set them up, and the family is good to go. They're designed as to be a bunk bed as well. So, and they have a website people can go to. They can apply for a bed and needy families and get on the list. And once we go through, I'm going through a training in Utah next week. And then after that, we have to do what they call a team build and then set up a community build. And after that, they will start taking applications through their website for our area. And it will be the area, not just Sheridan. Mm-hmm. They go by zip codes, and I will be putting in all the area zip codes so we can help families all around here.
That's fantastic, Ralph. Now, you raised eight kids. You and I talked a little bit before the show. You were involved in Boy Scouts of America. This type of activity is nothing new to you.
No.
But you made a phone call that kind of spurred this whole thing. Can you tell me about that?
Well, actually what it was is I work with the Knights of Columbus, and we do coats for kids. And we had a few extra coats left, and I brought them up to the Foster Parent Exchange. And they said what they really need is beds. And I had already heard of this program, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, through going through some other stuff, and I knew about it. So I tried to get a group to come here and do a build, and they said it was too far. We would have to start, we'd have to get a closer chapter. So I couldn't find a closer one, so I decided it's time to start building one here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What? Now, you said you knew of this organization a little bit. When you describe a build, is that one bed, two beds, or do they all kind of come together and just make a bunch?
The other week, about a month ago now, I went to Riverton to help participate in a build, and we built 42 beds.
Wow.
And that was between 9 and noon. 7:30, we started set up. Basically, a little after noon, it was all broken down and put apart, put back away, and 42 bunk beds built.
That's incredible. Now, what is the material that do they have a material that they use, or do they use what's donated / what's available?
Well, it's 2x4s, 2x6s, and 1x4s.
Basic bed.
Basic lumber to build a bed.
Now, as you are building yours, who are you hoping will step forward? Because you and I spoke a little bit, and you said you're looking for a good, strong leadership team who wants to be involved.
Yeah. They have what they call a core team, and we're looking for people to help, coordinate builds, coordinate deliveries, delivering the beds, somebody to run social media.
Yeah.
Social media pages, keep that going. Different things like that. We've got most of the donations go through the parent company, the parent corporation, and then we have an account there, and we can draw from that account to get the materials and the tools and such we need to do this.
Oh, really? So you can buy your materials?
Yes.
As opposed to have them donate, you can go down to local lumber store and kind of spread it around the community.
Yes. And it's something that, we're looking to do. I've talked to some of the different businesses here. Like I said, there's tools needed to do this. And they have specialty jigs for building the beds. So they're built consistently. I'm currently working on putting together a couple of the jigs that can be built at home. But then there's other ones that they will supply. But it costs money. Yeah. I mean, so we're looking for donations to help support that, getting the tools. But we're also looking for organizations that would like to sponsor a build. And they don't have to do a full sponsorship. They can sponsor, do a partial, and we can have that out there. But we need sponsors to build it. It costs about between $200 and $300 per bed. That includes everything. That's the bed, the mattress, the bedding, and a pillow. People can also donate items like a bed in a bag and sheet sets and things like that, pillows, if they would like. That all goes through. It is a 501c3. They have a system set up to track all these donations. Like if it's through a church, they do a drive. That would come in as this church supplied this amount of materials, like a bed, how many beds in a bag, packages, whatever, how many pillows. And then when it comes time to distribute those, it's all kept in an inventory and it's kept track of. Because it is a 501c3, yeah, the parent company has to have a lot of this for IRS.
Now, when it comes to kicking off a 501c3 or just a chapter of a 501c3 locally,
there's a few headaches.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been a process. I actually started looking into this in January. I have been looking at it and pursuing the different steps on getting it all accomplished since about middle of January, and jumping through hoops, getting all the things in line. Say I have a training to go to next week in Utah, and then after that, we're going to hopefully things start rolling along faster. I mean, it's a process.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be vetted, you know, especially in the leadership. You know, you go through the background checks and everything. But it's something to accomplish.
But it's a hell of a good reason.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good to be doing something for families in the community.
Yeah. Now, once you get it all kicked off the ground, let's look at a year ahead. Where do you hope you're at in a year?
Well, I'm hoping we have a lot of beds built and being able to send out into the communities. And I mean, that we're talking, you know, the local communities. I'm even possibly considering Buffalo.
Yeah.
But I have to, I'm not going to try to take a great big bite all at once.
Yeah, trying to get established, some roots in the ground, a process in place, and then expand from there.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about how folks can help out if they want to contact you. If someone says, oh, here's my opportunity. I'm looking for a leadership position. I want to be involved in the essentially building this chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. What do they need to do?
Well, I have an email through Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It's my name, ralph.blummel@shpbeds.org. They can email me there or they can call me at 307-752-6605.
Now, if they've got a specific position that they would like, what positions, for lack of a better term, are available in that leadership echelon?
Well, we have, there's vice president, president, build manager, warehouse manager, donations, you know, people, donations, fundraiser. Head of fundraisers and such. There's a number of they basically have a core from 6 to 10 people.
Yeah,
what they call their core team is like they have in a chapter, and so there's multiple opportunities. I do have printouts of called the job description of the different positions. So if somebody contacts me and they're interested in a specific thing, I can, you know, let them know where it's at and what the requirements are.
Because, you know, we got a lot of great builders in this community, I'm sure you know. And I'm sure they're kind of hearing about this thinking, man, I really want to jump in on that. And you said you've been to a build. What does that look like on the ground?
There's, you know, a lot of set up. You've got saws and you got sanders and assembly, you know, and They have what they call their special stain for the beds, which is a mixture of vinegar and steel wool.
Wow.
So, and I'm looking for different things to get this accomplished. But we got to have a tank that's long enough to, it's about 80 inches long to dip the sideboards and the safety rails in and the headboards go into a tank, and I've kind of been looking around for what they call an IBC tank, you know, one of those plastic tanks inside of a metal frame. Get one of those and cut it down to make a stain tank for.
That's incredible. They've got their own stain.
Yes.
That they prefer to use. That's,
yep.
And it's as simple as vinegar and steel wool.
Yes. When I read that, how they make it up, I couldn't believe it at first.
Yeah.
Going through and it's the process. And I mean, it takes like 50 gallons, 40 to 50 gallons of vinegar to do the make up the initial batch of stain for building beds.
And this is all like an assembly line type of deal. So you guys can knock out these beds quick, fast, and in a hurry. If everything went perfectly, which you and I both know, rarely, if ever, does. When would you want to do your first big build?
probably mid to late September.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a process of getting everything together, getting all the tools and stuff assembled. But like I say, I have to go through, it's going to be August before, you know, I get through all the training, and then we've got to do the team build and then get sponsors to get it and put it together and get it done.
Now, I'm run out of time with you, but I would imagine that same contact information that you gave out before is who sponsors should also contact, correct?
Correct.
All right. That way we can get some sponsors, get some help. Ralph, what you're doing is amazing, my friend, and I want to thank you for the community. I know that's still got a lot of work to get there, but I can see it in your eyes. You're ready to get to work, and I greatly appreciate you.
Thank you. The best way to contact is that email address.
Great. Ralph, thanks for coming in this morning, my friend. I'm glad I could actually be here on the ground level of this and talk to you about it. It's a very unique opportunity.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
I'm Ryan Koltiska, and I tell my kids all the time to listen and to get along. And since I tell them all the time, I figure I'd better do the same and lead by example. Good leadership is about listening, showing up, and working together to solve problems. And that's exactly how I'll serve as your representative for Wyoming House District 30. Otherwise, I won't hear the end of it from my kids. I'm Ryan Koltiska, and I'd be honored to earn your vote for Wyoming House District 30. Paid for by Koltiska for Sheridan.
Today, you may not need senior services, but someday, you or someone you love will. Transportation, meals, and wellness programs at the Hub on Smith help keep our seniors independent and in their homes, saving money on costly care. On August 18th, vote yes to establish a countywide senior citizen service district and protect these critical senior services. Learn more at SheridanCountySeniorDistrict.org, paid for by Sheridan County for Seniors 2026 PAC.
Enjoy your summer in a new GMC pickup or enjoy the mountain cruise in a new Jeep. Hi, this is Nathan Mullinex, Shared Motors, and I'd like to say thanks for supporting us at Shared Motors. And remember, there's no need to travel out of town to buy a vehicle. We have everything you need. We can meet or beat any deal in town or out of town. Ram is currently offering a 12% rebate on new half-ton pickups, and GMC is offering employee pricing on half-ton pickups. There's no better time to buy. We're working hard for you, so come see us at Shared Motors, your hometown dealer.
Hi. This is Tinley Barnes. I am the Bighorn FFA chapter president. I invite you to come to the Sheridan County Youth Market Livestock Sale Monday, August 3rd, 5:30 p.m. sharp at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds Sale Ring. The event begins with a buyer's dinner in the exhibit hall at 4 p.m. Thank you to the Sheridan County Cattlewoman and Sheridan County Chamber Ag and Natural Resource Committee for putting on the dinner. Without the generous support of our community, this dinner would not be possible. We would also like to thank our buyers and appreciate your time and donation to help us with our projects. Whether it's a first-year project or one of our members last year, we are in awe of this generosity that is shown to us each year. We thank you again for your time and donation to the Sheridan County 4-H and FFA, and look forward to seeing you during this year's fair at all of our shows.